This is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 89, verses 1 through 14. I will sing of the Lord's loyal love forever. I will proclaim your faithfulness with my own mouth from one generation to the next. That's why I say your loyal love is rightly built forever. You establish your faithfulness in heaven. You said, I made a covenant with my chosen one. I promised my servant David, I will establish your offspring forever. I will build up your throne from one generation to the next. Heaven thanks you for your wondrous acts, Lord, for your faithfulness, too, in the assembly of the holy ones. Is there any in the sky who could compare to the Lord? Who among the gods is equal to the Lord? God is respected in the council of the holy ones. God is awesome and revered more than all those around him. Who is like you, Lord God of heavenly forces? Mighty Lord, your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves rise up, it's you who makes them still. It's you who crushed Rahab like a dead body. You scattered your enemies with your strong arm. Heaven is yours, the earth too, the world and all that fills it. You made all of it, north and south. You created them. The mountains Tabor and Hermon shout praises to your name. You have a powerful arm. Your hand is strong. Your strong hand is raised high. Your throne is built on righteousness, and justice, loyal love, and faithfulness stand in front of you. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Genesis 49, verses 1 through 28. Jacob summoned his sons and said, "Gather around so that I can tell you what will happen to you in the coming days. Assemble yourselves and listen, sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel, your father. Reuben, you are my oldest son, my strength and my first contender, superior in status and superior in might. As wild as the waters, you won't endure, for you went up to your father's house. You went up and violated my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers, weapons of violence, their stock in trade. May I myself never enter their council. May my honor never be linked to their group, for when they were angry, they killed men, and when they wished, they maimed oxen. Cursed be their anger, it is violent, their rage, it is relentless. I will divide up them within Jacob and disperse them within Israel. Judah, you are the one your brothers will honor. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you rise up. He lies down and crouches like a lion, like a lioness. Who dares disturb him? The scepter won't depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from among his banners. Gifts will be brought to him. People will obey him. He ties his male donkey to the vine, the colt of his female donkey to the vine's branches. He washes his clothes in wine, his garments in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun will live at the seashore. He'll live at the harbor of ships. His border will be at Sidon. Issachar is a sturdy donkey, bedding down beside the village hearths. He saw that a resting place was good and that the land was pleasant. He lowered his shoulder to haul loads and joined the work gangs. Dan will settle disputes for his people as one of Israel's tribes. Dan will be a snake on the road, a serpent on the path, biting a horse's heels so its rider falls backwards. I long for the victory, Lord. Gad will be attacked by attackers, but he'll attack their back. Asher grows fine foods, and he will supply the king's delicacies. Naphtali is a wild doe that gives birth to beautiful fawns. Joseph is a young bull by a spring who strides with oxen. They attacked him fiercely and fired arrows. The archers attacked him furiously. But his bow stayed strong and his forearm was nimble. By the hands of the strong one of Jacob, by the name of the shepherd, the rock of Israel, by God your father who supports you, by the Almighty who blesses you with blessings from the skies above and blessings from the deep sea below, blessings from breasts and wombs. The blessings of your father exceed the blessings of the eternal mountains, the wealth of the everlasting hills. May they all rest on Joseph's head, on the forehead of the one who set apart from his brothers. Benjamin is a wolf who hunts. In the morning he devours the prey. In the evening he divides the plunder. These are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them. He blessed them by giving each man his own particular blessing. Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14 through chapter 11, verse 1. So then, my dear friends, run away from the worship of false gods. I'm talking to you like you are sensible people. Think about what I'm saying. Isn't the cup of blessing that we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Isn't the loaf of bread that we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one loaf of bread, we who are many are one body, because we all share the one loaf of bread. Look at the people of Israel. Don't those who eat the sacrifices share from the altar? What am I saying then? That food sacrificed to a false god is anything, or that a false god is anything? No, but this kind of sacrifice is sacrifice to demons and not to God. I don't want you to be sharing in demons. You can't drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You can't participate in the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Or should we make the Lord jealous? We aren't stronger than he is, are we? Everything is permitted, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permitted, but everything doesn't build others up. No one should look out for their own advantage, but they should look out for each other. Eat everything that is sold in the marketplace without asking questions about it because of your conscience. The earth and all that is in it belong to the Lord. If an unbeliever invites you to eat with them and you want to go, eat whatever is served without asking questions because of your conscience. But if someone says to you, "This meat was sacrificed in a temple," then don't eat it for the sake of the one who told you and for the sake of conscience. Now, when I say conscience, I don't mean yours, but the other person's. Why should my freedom be judged by someone else's conscience? If I participate with gratitude, why should I be blamed for food I thanked God for? So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do it all for God's glory. Don't offend either Jews or Greeks or God's church. This is the same thing that I do. I please everyone in everything I do. I don't look out for my own advantage, but I look out for many people so that they can be saved. Follow my example, just like I follow Christ's. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 24 through 37. Jesus left that place and went into the region of Tyre. He didn't want anyone to know that he had entered a house, but he couldn't hide. In fact, a woman whose young daughter was possessed by an unclean spirit heard about him right away. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was Greek, Syrophoenician by birth. She begged Jesus to throw the demon out of her daughter. He responded, "The children have to be fed first. It isn't right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." But she answered, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." "Good answer," he said. "Go on home. The demon has already left your daughter." When she returned to her house, she found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. After leaving the region of Tyre, Jesus went through Sidon toward the Galilee Sea, through the region of the 10 cities. Some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly speak, and they begged him to place his hand on the man for healing. Jesus took him away from the crowd by himself and put his fingers in the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. Looking into heaven, Jesus sighed deeply and said, "Ephphatha," which means "open up." At once his ears opened, his twisted tongue was released, and he began to speak clearly. Jesus gave the people strict orders not to tell anyone, but the more he tried to silence them, the more eagerly they shared the good news. People were overcome with wonder, saying, "He does everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and gives speech to those who can't speak."
Can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know here in the middle is the place where you promised to be. not enough. Unless you come, will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? Above every fear, like the sun shaping the shadows, in my weakness your glory appears. I'm not enough unless you come. Here again, 'cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? And not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. So come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. So come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again?
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this Lenten season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from the end of the psalm that opened our time together, Psalm 89. Bless the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Here Again, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.